To create great school, you need the right ingredients, and there are a lot of them. Great teachers, an engaging curriculum, high-quality facilities and resources, and a student body that comes to school ready to learn. Having all of these elements is rare. Jess Clark visited one North Carolina school that's managed to get everything going for it.
Magellan Charter School has earned an A every year since the state began giving schools letter grades in 2014. Its home is a three-story brick building nestled in a woodsy, upper-income neighborhood in North Raleigh. Magellan has an emphasis on experiential, hands-on learning that school leaders say brings the state standards to life and in turn boosts test scores.
From what I think, there has to be something that's camouflaging really closely in the ground.
You think?
Yes.
In a small patch of pine trees between the building and the parking lot, a fourth grade class is on the hunt for insects, plants, and other life. Fourth grader Mary Grace leads me to one of her finds.
These are crab apples.
Do you think you can eat them?
I don't know, because they're named crab apples. Most likely they're just for crabs. And there's a lot.
What is that? Let's look at it really close. Get down here.
Science teacher Sarah Dale points to a small, spongy lump poking through the pine straw bed.
What do you think that is?
A mushroom.
A mushroom.
Oh, it does look like a mushroom, doesn't it?
Is that like a mushroom?
Yeah.
It's a rotten one.
Is that a living thing?
Mm-hmm.
As a charter, Magellan gets state funding, but operates outside many of the bounds of the traditional public school system. Some of Magellan's learning blocks are almost 2.5 hours long, and they have smaller class sizes, Administrator Mary Griffin tells me as we walk down the bright, well-polished halls.
We try not to go any higher than 19 in math, but for the most part, it's 16, 17 students in a class.
And while school districts across the state are scrambling to fill teacher vacancies, Griffin says she interviews up to 20 applicants for a single open teaching position. Magellan pays teachers significantly more than Wake County.
But I think that's not what draws them here as much as just the environment. You know, it's and oftentimes it's just simple things. Our teachers leave campus to go to lunch if they need to, or run to the bank, or, you know, so they can feel they're in the regular workforce with the rest of the world.
Effective teachers, smaller class sizes, project-based learning, these are all things that are likely boosting Magellan's student performance. But there is another thing. Magellan's low-income student population is less than 1%. The average North Carolina public school has nearly 60% low-income kids. Still, Griffin says just because students come from wealthier families doesn't mean they don't face challenges.
Not necessarily socioeconomic-based, but learning challenges, broken homes, things like that.
Magellan isn't the only charter school that has extremely low numbers of low-income students. There are 8 charter schools that reported having no low-income students at all last year, and more than 2/3 of North Carolina charter schools have smaller than average low-income populations. Magellan hasn't made a concerted effort to attract a more socioeconomically diverse student population. But Griffin notes the size and demographics of the existing applicant pool make that difficult. More than 1,000 students a year enter the school's enrollment lottery for just 70 spots.
The difficulty becomes getting enough diversity in the applicant pool to then increase the diversity of the entire population. Does that make sense?
What that means is Magellan would have to get hundreds of low-income families to enter the lottery for there to be any impact on the student body. That seems unlikely. Unlike traditional public schools and many other charter schools, Magellan doesn't provide lunch or transportation. That, the curriculum, the small class sizes, and the top-notch teaching staff mean Magellan will probably be getting A's on the school grading system for years to come. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.